Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last year after year. Snag the hoodie that brings comfort for life. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20 at checkout.
The Burt Show.
In this second date update, she didn't even want to go out with this guy on a second date, but her ego gets in the way, and she had to find out why he hasn't called for a second date. Hey, Denise.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on with you?
Well, you know, last Saturday, I had a date. You know, we went to the clubhouse. It was nice.
Okay.
And we kind of went to the mall. And we did a few bars. We started talking. You know, it wasn't like the worst date I ever had, you know, but it was nice. Now, I haven't even heard from this guy.
You know what this sounds like? You went on a date and it wasn't really good at all, but this guy hasn't called you for a follow-up date, so you're feeling like, wait a second.
I did everything right.
If anybody's blowing anybody off here,
I did everything right.
I should be blowing him off. So you don't even really want a second date with this guy, do you?
That's really the truth.
This is why guys are so confused right here.
You say
you want total honesty, right? Well, here's a guy that can't be honest with you, but at least he's telling you, look, I don't want to go out with you anymore. I'm not calling you back.
But she's going to overanalyze the situation until she gets some kind of an answer from him.
Yeah,
so
I wouldn't even mind that if you said, I had a nice time, but I don't think that we're compatible or whatever, you know?
Why do you need an answer if you're not even interested in going out with this guy again?
It's a chick thing.
Okay. Good morning, Matt.
Hello?
How are you? This is Bert and Lindsay and Melissa and Jeff and Jen Hobby and the rest of Atlanta in the studios at Q100 this morning.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, man, we have Denise on the phone with you. You want to say hi, Denise?
Hi, Matt.
Oh, hey.
She said you guys went out last Saturday, and she had a really great time at the mall, but she can't figure out why there's been no call back, and she's a little bit upset that there's been no second date. Right, Denise?
The real story is that I just want to know what really is going on. You know, for once, I want a guy to be honest.
All right. You really want to know?
Mm-hmm.
I really want to know.
All right. Look, I have never been out with a black chick before, and I tried it, and I just didn't like it.
Excuse me?
Look, it's not that I'm racist or anything. It's just that, you know, I just have only dated white girls before. And, you're the first black woman that I've ever been out with. And, you're a very, very nice person, but I just wasn't into it.
So I was actually an experiment?
Well, I mean, experiments kind of.
Oh, so, and you didn't like it?
No, I'm sorry.
What's the difference between dating a black woman and a white woman that you didn't like?
Exactly.
I kind of having trouble putting it into words. I don't know. It's just not that I don't like
it. It's funny that you say that now. It's funny you say that now. But when we were walking in the mall and we were, hanging at the bar, you didn't act as if it was something so different that you didn't know what to do. You made all the same moves you would have made if I was a white girl.
Yeah, I mean, but that was part of the whole, it was part of the whole thing.
It was all part of the lie.
It wasn't a lie. It was just sort of a...
You see, because at the end of the date, I wasn't the one that was trying to put my tongue down your throat. It was you.
Yeah, I know. But
at the same time, you know what? I know guys like you. Okay? You think you're going to experiment and find out what the other side is like. Okay, but let me tell you something. I think you were more afraid that you did like it.
No, you know what? It was listen, you're the one that asked for honesty.
Excuse me?
It just wasn't my thing.
Hey, Matt, does it even matter that this was Denise, or were you just looking to try and date a black woman for the first time?
I don't know. Hard to say. I guess it was a little of both. Huh.
I just don't understand what she did as a black woman that turned you off so much. What did she do that a white woman wouldn't have done on a date?
I don't know. Maybe you're just a little too aggressive.
That's a Denise thing.
What did he say?
Maybe you were too aggressive.
Wait a minute. Weren't you the one that kissed Denise?
That's what I'm trying to say. I think that's garbage.
The vibe I was getting.
You just wanted to feel what a black woman felt like or tasted like?
Well,
is that why all the way even to the end?
Well, I can't lie. You're asking me to be honest here. I can't lie and say, yeah.
Okay, since you're being so honest, I'm going to be honest, too. I thought you were very tired, okay? First of all, you're going to take a grown woman to the mall? Okay? I'm just humoring your butt.
You know what? I don't have to stand for this. Listen, this whole thing is just weird. You're asking me to be honest. I've been honest. The way I see it, you just don't like the truth. You just can't handle it.
Since you're not the only one that has a patent on honesty, I'll be honest, too.
You know,
I've been with many white men, okay? Mm. And I don't have the same overview that you have. But you in particular were not a stellar date.
Well, what can I say then? That's why I didn't call you back. It wasn't great, so what's the big deal?
So that's why you didn't call me back? Because it wasn't a stellar date? You didn't call me back because I was a black woman, and you decided you didn't like that.
Well, you know what? Both was true. Let's just leave it alone. What's the big deal? You know, we went out. You know, it wasn't terrific. Are you trying to say that it was terrific?
You didn't say it was terrific.
No, from terrific.
Let's say how do you do, and then let's just move on. You know,
how do you do?
Oh, please, I have no problem moving on. I just wanted to know what
he just became too white for her.
All right, man, we're just going to bid you how do you do right now. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
How do you do?
The Burt Show.